Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Now, Sri, Tim's usually on Tuesday and Thursdays, and at the bottom of the hour on Thursdays, sometimes we have our updates from Chris Harris. That's his radio name, our nuclear safety expert, because we've been following for 5 years. Fukushima Daiichi, and I've got an ebook coming out shortly and a video. That video will be available very soon. It's going to be a VOD video on demand. And the ebook will be available very soon. It's going to be a comprehensive analysis with solutions, not only for personal, but geopolitical and planetary solutions for not only Fukushima Daiichi, but also all fissionable nuclear plants. There's around 600 worldwide. And they're not doing what they should be doing, getting the radioisotopes off the site, having proper safety. These are what I call post-geriatric nuclear reactors. So, Tim, you've got a lot of stuff today. Some of it is so over the top, it's almost funny. I mean, I saw Obama with a couple of comments on the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This guy would make a smacking late-night TV host. He'd beat Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Kimmel. But, man, he is a monster who's destroyed this republic. And people
he's a great clown. He is a Rothschild plant. He was a political marketing... kind of a plot, a political marketing swift character that they trotted out. After two Bushes and Slick Willie, the public was just fed up with things, and not as bad as they are now, of course, but they were pretty fed up, so they gave you somebody from very different. They gave you a black guy who had an Arab-sounding name. And what was the one word you associated with him? Change. And the secondary word was hope. Hope and change, you know.
Well, you
and
remember
of course,
we
didn't get it. The change we got was worse, and now we're all just about
well,
over.
Actually, well, I got a little comedic skit here for you. He talked about hope and change, but he remember he used to say, yes, we can. And David John Oates played the reverse speech on that. And over again, he said it was clear as crystal. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. I mean, this man is really, really a devil. And
what we've seen in this campaign is tie-ins to the CIA, to the Omar Lansky organization, repeatedly. Past several elections, okay. George H.W. Bush, who was vice president for 8 years under Reagan, president in his own right for 4 years, the man was clearly CIA. He, in fact, had been head of CIA. He was CIA even when he wasn't supposed to have been in the CIA. He was at the scene at Dulles with Georgie Jr. with him. He was actually one of the key operatives directing the events at the assassination of President Kennedy. He also has publicly said, if the public knew what we've really done, they'd run us down the street and hang us. Also, of course, after that, you had Slick Willie. I believe that Bill Clinton, my theory is, and I didn't originate this, by the way, is that his real father was Governor Rockefeller of Arkansas. A man who was very proud of the fact he had the biggest porn collection on the face of the earth. Clinton's mother was actually ran a bordello far more than being a nurse. She ran a bordello. In addition, he was, because of the Rockefeller connection, he was always tied in with the right people. He became attorney general in Arkansas when he was barely out of law school, et cetera, et cetera. Now, and he got Hillary a job on the Watergate committee, and she got fired because she was so dishonest. After that, you got George Bush Jr. From the old CIA criminal organization, the Bush family. George Jr. had been a homosexual. They sent him through some treatment to kind of get him straightened out, and he's got married and fathered a couple kids.
Do you know that George Bush was extracted by his father from a home where a lot of the people died from drug overdoses, where they're having what we call group sex, and that a number of the people had bite marks that matched the teeth of George Bush? Did you know that?
No, that's one I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is a nightmare that you really can't understand. And then George had his own private homosexual, not only massage therapist, but a trainer at the White House gym. And he would have his nappy every afternoon. And, of course, the place was being managed by a man otherwise known as Dick Cheney. And when he had told the White House staff, he told them in no uncertain terms to address me correctly as the Prince of Darkness. That's actually Dick Cheney's name in the White House.
Yeah,
staff.
A guy I know was a congressman and knew Dick Cheney quite well. And he was very brilliant, but incredibly, you know, shall we say evil?
Well, Satan is the most brilliant.
They say was bisexual. Certainly his daughter was a lesbian. But then after that, okay, let's see, we had Oswald, or not Oswald. We had our current teleprompter reader in chief. And,
Obama.
You know,
yeah.
Obama, to this day, nobody knows for certain who his real father was, where he was born. Everything about him, every photo of him from infancy through law school has been photoshopped. That's kind of a red flag. I have a lot of photos of me. Some I would look very young and slender that I'm very proud of, and others I look fat, which I'm not so proud of. But you know what? None of them have been photoshopped. I doubt if anybody listening to this has their can say their family photos have been photoshopped.
The weight of evidence says that his father was Frank Marshall Davis because his mother's father was senior CIA working with, quote, communists, and that communist was Frank Marshall Davis. And the daughter got very inured by this guy, Frank Marshall Davis, because he was a very good schmoozer. And they fathered a child that later, when she took off to Malaysia, she remarried a Malaysian man, Satoro, and that's where Obama went to a private Malaysian madrasa and was trained as a Muslim boy, and he would get the call to prayer, which he said the most wonderful thing he heard.
I know that theory. I agree with part of it, but the theory that Malcolm X was his father is one I tend to agree with more. In any case, his mother's family was CIA, and she probably was Jewish. So he came from both a Jewish and a Muslim background. In any case, you know, he was a homosexual. Rahm Emanuel and him were members of the biggest gay bathhouse in Chicago. They did all kind of coke and everything else. And you have these people that politically they're well inside the box of evil, but in terms of their own morality, they're way outside of the box of normalcy. They're downright sick and disgusting and evil people. And then you have Ted Cruz and phone boy Rubio. Rubio said his parents came over after the Cuban Revolution, but that's not true. They came over before, and Meyer Lansky brought them over to work in his casinos in Las Vegas. And in the case of Ted Cruz's daddy, there's photographic proof that his father was with the CIA group that was running Oswald and others in New Orleans.
Wow. By the way, your artist guy must be listening to my comments about Ted Cruz looking like Teddy Munster's grandfather.
Yeah, that was yesterday's.
He did a good job because I'll tell you, all he has to do is comb his hair like a widow's peak and have one of those high-collared overcoats like the where all
the
of
Munster, what was that? Uncle Fester, was that his name?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Cruz is a splitting image of him. Cruz,
but actually he all creeps. Fester was actually kind of pleasant as a vampire. Yeah. Cruz is creepy. He's got a high creep index, according to Roger Stone.
He wouldn't let his daughter near him. The U.S. Senate is full of some of the biggest crooks in American history, and virtually to a man, I think 99 of them really hate the man.
Well,
now, they don't hate him because he's immoral. Because most of them are immoral. They hate him because he's such a creep.
Well, let's put it this way. He's also evil to the point where he will... And he's also very intelligent. You have to not give him... Just like the devil, you got to give him credit. This guy is very intelligent, but incredibly evil. He's right up there with Hillary Clinton. And my son Matthew made a comment on his radio show, which he now no longer does over at Rents. And last week, in the same day, Boehner said the same thing that Ted Cruz is the devil incarnate. And I thought, that's so
Lucifer
funny.
Incarnate. And he said, and the former speaker said, you know, he said, I have Democratic friends and Republican friends, and I can get along with about anyone. But he said Ted Cruz was the most miserable son of a blank that I've ever worked with in my entire life.
Right.
So, which is a pretty strong statement.
By the way, when he added Carly Fiorina, whatever following he had, it tanked because Carly's got a creep index too. There's something about her that's creepy. I don't know if I can.
Yeah, well, I mean, she ruined two large corporations and made millions in the process and put all kind of people out of work. That alone, but yeah, she there is something creepy.
I heard her comments when she said, you know, me and Ted are two, you know, confirmed conservatives, and of course, that, you know, she was saying that Donald Trump is not a conservative, but we're really, you know, conservatives.
By the way, if our listeners want to, they can go to my news blog, do a Google search, Lars Sterling Europe, and I've got a link here now to the story is the link between Ted Cruz's CIA father and Lee Harvey Oswald, and there's a link to it, and it shows you the picture. I just posted it a couple minutes ago. It shows you the picture of Cruz's father. He was standing there with Lee Harvey Oswald handing out the literature. Now, the Cruzes love to paint themselves as holier-than-thou evangelists, but they hide behind Christ. In reality, they support great evil. Mrs. Cruz is a top executive for Goldman Sachs on temporary leave while they try to get her husband in the White House.
She's also a CFR member in Rosser. Of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Project for the New American Century, which is tied directly to the Bush family. That's why when we had Roger Stone on last week, we talked about exactly. We had Roger Stone on last week, and he said in one of his books called Jeb Bush and the Bush Crime Family. As soon as the book came out, Jeb Bush got out of the race. And this is after spending a few $100 million of negative ads and so to attack Donald Trump. The reason is that the Bush family are going right back, by the way, to the 1920s. This is even before World War II, okay? People need to understand the Bush family have been evil from over now a century. That's a long time.
Had George Bush, Jeb Bush's grandfather, been anyone else, he would have been arrested, tried, convicted, and shot during World War II for trading with the enemy.
He got a $1.5 million fine and never spent a day in jail.
Yeah. Shot for high treason. I'm very serious about that. And, I mean, these people are absolute global, demonic, Satan-worshipping trash. Sickest individuals. And let this trash rule our country for way too long.
If you go to Bohemian Grove, you know what group they're called when they go up there to Bohemian Grove and see all these men in drag dancing and acting and so on? They're called the hillbillies.
Yes.
I mean, yeah,
Different fractions. Yes, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, people need to understand. And they have this giant ceremony in front of a giant
horned owl.
And by the way, the horned owl is a symbol of Moloch. And the 13 days of Beltane start with the Feast of Baal, which is, again, another name for Satan, the Baal, or the one who owns all the property. And then ends in the Feast of Moloch after the 13 days of Beltane with Moloch, which is either your bull or horned owl, and of course they sacrifice before the horned owl, and they do these ceremonies there in front of this horned owl with all their capes on and everything. It's just like Eyes Wide Shut. People say,
"Yeah, and you know what, Dr. Bill? We're not making this up."
Right.
You can verify everything you've just said, and I've said multiple sides, pictures, documentation.
One of the things that I don't permit, like on my sites and so on, I don't want to really hear your comments. I'm not interested in them. I want to hear your questions if you're not going to do it in hominem attacks, but I don't want to hear your comments because most of the time, people need to understand this, we are the experts, we're going to present the information to you, you can then decide to believe it or not, but you have to do your own research. We're not here to dialogue with you to think that you're on an equal playing level to teach us. You're not. Okay, you're here to listen and then research on your own. But I'm not here to kind of have someone who is like a grade one or has just started and has their own arrogant attitude that they think they know better than you or I, and they're going to teach us. No, you're going to be quiet. You're going to read this stuff. You're going to research it yourself. And if you really want to know the truth, it'll save your hide, both spiritually, physically, and medically. You're going to listen, and you're going to check it out. And once you listen and check it out, we're not telling you what to believe. But we're going to tell you that we're not going to take ad hominem attacks or think that this is an equal playing field dialogue. We want you to raise questions. We want you to say your specific bullet points, but no ad hominem attacks and nothing off topic.
And you know, I'm not thin-skinned, and I'm not always right. But I probably read more than the average 100 college graduates put together.
Tim, it's not a matter of being right.
For many decades.
It's not a matter of being right. I'll tell you what my philosophy is. I can have a grandmother of grade 3 teach me a lesson that I'm willing to learn. But she has to show that she's changed my paradigm, raised a question I didn't consider, and I don't play with my mental blocks. In other words, my attitude is, I'm teachable. But I'm not teachable by people who want to raise their voice, declare something like, you know, Ted Cruz's father, like we're going to call on the body of Christ, and or Glenn Beck, and we're anointing, and we're going to a fast to anoint Ted Cruz.
No, Glenn Beck, what an idiot.
We're going to stop with emotionalism and foolishness and so on, and we're going to face the ugly facts. And most of the time, all people have to do is read publicly open documents like Agenda 2030, the World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones, and many other things we can send them that are AP Newswire and regular open media. We've just assembled it. Now, the fact is, like, for example, I had an argument yesterday with my son Matthew. I had him on for a little while, and then, of course, we didn't think we were going to get Jonathan Gray on because he had trouble with his Skype, so we brought him on. And, of course, at times, Matthew started to get a little out of control, but he raised issues that I thought were good in a way because he's like the average public that thinks they know more than his elders. Now, there's a commandment in the Bible that says, honor your father and your mother, that your days be prolonged. You know what that means? It's not just your physical father and mother. It means the elder people in your society that know better. And your days won't be prolonged if you don't listen to those elders because we know the facts. So when I get people that are millennials who think, well, we're smart, we know more than you, Deagle, fat chance on that. Fat chance on it. Let me tell you, if you want to do intellectually, you might be able to beat me up physically, but intellectually, you're going to tap
you know,
in 30 seconds.
I was cutting the grass in my front yard about a day or two ago, and a kid on a bicycle stopped and obviously wanted to ask me something, so I turned the lawnmower off, and I have a Trump sign in my yard.
Right.
And he said, well, who'd you vote for? I said, well, I haven't voted for anybody yet. The election's Tuesday. He said, oh, yeah. And I talked to him for a couple minutes, and I went back and cutting the grass. But I said, look, I said, it's important that we get our industrial base back so when you grow up, we'll not be, a third world country. So there'll be decent jobs that people can work at and raise families and everything else. The only person running for president out of all these people, not just the ones now, but, the postseason.
For decades, probably since John F. Kennedy started to try to reform the system. And he didn't,
well,
by the way,
Trump
he wasn't.
Is talking about just one little tiny issue here. It's not really tiny. It's very important. And that is bringing our factories back home.
Right.
And like he was up in Indianapolis, and Carrier Air Conditioner has just moved a big, great big new plant they've announced. They're going to move it to Mexico. Now, I had a first cousin of mine was one of their top engineers. He's long since retired.
Right.
But the point is, Trump said, look, you're going to do that, go somewhere like Mexico, get cheap labor. He said, there's going to be a price to pay, and that price is going to be tariffs. And that's how we protected
it's
America
not just tariffs.
For over 200
years. You can also reach into the international tax structure in the SWIFT transfer system, and you can make sure that you can not only put tariffs, you can squeeze them financially like a lemon. Now, what did this young person say to you? Because, and I'm going to complete this with Matthew. He challenged both Jonathan, what church did he go to? Neither I nor Jonathan goes to any church because I can't stand the nausea of going to a public church in America. Because they're so like Tex Mars says, pastors and churches gone wild. They're apostate to the point where I can't stand.
Well, I go to the Eastern Orthodox Church.
But here's the other issue.
They haven't changed.
Yeah, here's the other problem. The problem is he also didn't think that the Vatican was directly or the Jesuits directly involved with the New World Order and taking over even the churches in England. And the Vatican wasn't directly involved, for example, with the Nazis and Operation Paperclip. That's a historical fact. It's not open for dispute. It just is a fact. It's an ugly fact. It's a fact. No matter where you're coming from.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
So, I heard somebody say that 50 is the new 25. I mean, I can live with that. But isn't age just a number? I mean, if you feel good and look good, who cares about numbers anyway? I take care of myself. And, well, I use Nature's Youth RSF. From, you guessed it, Nature's Youth. Think of the money you spend on things that make you feel better for just a little bit. And then think of spending the same amount or less on something that can make you look and feel better for a lifetime. How about the facts? The ingredients in Nature's Youth RSF work naturally, providing just the right environment to support healthy HGH levels while maintaining homeostasis. RSF is non-toxic, and it doesn't contain any synthetic hormones, which can weaken your endocrine system. Simply add RSF to your sensible diet and exercise plan. You can, and will, thank me later. Forget about that aging number I mentioned, and focus on the anti-aging number. 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and online at naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth. Live your life.
And welcome back. And so I want to just finish that thought I had before the break. So when I had Matthew on, he got very challenging to Jonathan. And that's good in a way because it's a lot of the public that wants to say this, but Matthew doesn't have the restraint to hold his tongue. And you need to understand this out there, people. We don't know everything, but we know what questions to ask to try to seek the truth. And if you seek the truth like a wild animal seeking a bleeding prey, you're going to find it, whether you like it or not. Now, the experiences that I've suffered through, most people wouldn't suffer through in 12 lifetimes, and I can tell you, whether it's geopolitical, medical, or spiritual issues, I have things to teach you out there. Now, you can ask questions, and I'm going to learn from you as well, but you have to understand that what's going on now is the globalists are finally putting it all together. Last year, in the Tetrad of the Blood Moons, the POTUS, the President, and the Pontifex, the Pope, literally agreed with 72 world leaders, and they did ceremonies in New York City to start what's called the birth pangs. They're ready to do the final thing called the abomination that desolates, which is to do a blood sacrifice in a temple, probably at the springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate, not in the Temple of Antonius called the Temple Mount, but below it, and to set up a Palestinian state, which Obama wants to do before he leaves office. Now, I can tell you, in America, they're just waiting for the release of hundreds of possible cells of terrorists that are going to do major terrorism in American soil and probably will pale the damage and destruction and death that was caused at 9/11.
But not just in America. They're all over.
Not at all. And
in
here's
Canada,
the problem is,
and Australia,
young people
and
out there, you need to listen up, people. And then especially you millennials that think you're so pampered and think that you know better than us, and you damn well don't. You need to understand this. Your days are not going to not only be prolonged. You're going to deal with disaster. Now, one of your articles you have up here, Tim, is Russian analysts, Yellowstone and San Andreas Fault and Goodbye America, also the Cumbre Viejo volcanic system off of the coast of Africa. If that slips, which could easily hear with a micro-nuke or a cruise missile, America will be hit with a 1,200-foot wall of water at Mach 1. They can go up in some places up to 100 miles or more.
Yeah, it's
inland.
By the Canary Islands. It's
northern, people need to understand.
Africa, yeah.
Russia doesn't have to engage us. In fact, I can tell you exactly. It's called the weapon of indignation. Russia would much rather have a deal with us so we can deal with terrorists together, which is why Donald Trump said the first thing he's going to do when he gets in office is not like what Obama did, which is decide the Montreal Protocol to make sure they can pay for abortions in Kenya, his home country. No. Putin is going to be contacted by Obama, and they're going to try to work out a deal. He said, I don't know if a deal can be made, but if a deal can be made, I'll make the deal, which is on common issues like dealing with extreme Islam and terrorists, we're going to clean them up. Now, there was a full war by this idiot and this monster, and also the military, who kept on re-hitting targets hundreds of times that were already destroyed villages. And Obama was not accomplishing anything against ISIS because, on the one hand, he was criticizing them, and on the other hand, he was giving them all kinds of heavy weapons. And during the peace treaty with Russia over the last couple months, what he did was ship many, many tons of surface-to-air missiles called MANPADs, all kinds of advanced weapons, and now in Aleppo, just this last week, 251 people already have died in just one attack on Aleppo with shelling from Turkey. And these Turks, by the way, want to have access to our nukes, which we have stored on their Turkish military bases. If this goes nuclear, Russia's going to do what's called a weapon of indignation, which means they're going to knock us out with an EMP weapon, and everybody in our cities, especially big cities like L.A., Chicago, Houston. If you think The Walking Dead is bad, or this new miniseries called Fear the Walking Dead, let me tell you what's coming. And I know as a trauma surgeon, I've seen human beings do to each other things that you wouldn't think wild animals would do if they've got kuru or they've got, you know, rabies of the brain eating their cortex. And I can tell you as a doctor who faces reality, because you want to survive, you want a doctor who doesn't cut and make all kinds of excuses. Oh, they're not bleeding to death internally. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. If I don't face the reality and then do the proper things and stay cool, you're dead right in front of me. Now, I'm doing this as what I call a spiritual health and geopolitical EMT, emergency medical tech, just like my cohort here, Tim. We, in our 60s, do know, and you don't. Your days will not only prolong, they're going to be shortened dramatically if you don't damn well listen to us. Because I can tell you this year, all hell is going to break loose. All hell is going to break loose this year. And you need to listen up and stop thinking you know better.
Right.
You better listen up now, people. I'm not softening this message. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm competent. And I'm desperately afraid of what I see happening because I see arrogant young people who think they know better than their elders. And it's going to lead to a lot of destruction, gnashing of teeth, death and destruction that you can't imagine. Better listen up, because it's coming quick.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey folks, Life Change T here, reminding you that colds and flus suck. Feeling lousy sucks, and allergies really can be annoying. What if you could change that? What if you could drink something that changed the sick and tired scenario? Well, you can change how you feel with a little help from Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a drink you make, you control, and you drink. There are 8 organic herbs that blend together and give you what you need to fight the flus and colds of this world. Less sickness is more relief. Life Change Tea can help with high blood pressure, constipation, high cholesterol, and much, much more. Just by drinking the tea. Read the numerous testimonies at GetTheTea.com. If you're tired of feeling lousy, order right now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0403. 928-0408. That's 928-308-0408. If you've heard this commercial more than once, and someone's trying to tell you something, it's time to get well. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm 64, you're 65. I've lived through more things than most people with 12 lifetimes. And I've been revealed things. Believe me, most of the stuff that I know is so ugly and so nasty. I only talk about 10% of what I know because most people couldn't tolerate even the knowledge of it. But I got to tell people, and this is, and it's not arrogant, it's confidence. It's just like somebody who's a really good businessman like Donald Trump. He is, people think he's narcissistic, he's arrogant. No, he's not. He's super confident. It's like talking to Usain Bolt. And Usain is, you know, sitting there in Jamaica. And people are saying, Usain, what makes you so fast? What do you do? What do you eat special? What do you do? I just go and run daily and I just have a good time. He's not even breaking a sweat and he's beating everybody else in the earth. So Usain Bolt isn't arrogant. Neither is Trump. He's just really competent. Just like you talk to the basketball player. What's his name? That recently retired a few years ago.
Are you talking about from...
And actually, there was one just a few weeks ago that actually was out of Colorado. This guy got like 60-some points by himself. We have to understand, these people are not... They're not arrogant. They're competent. There's a big difference. And you've been through things like I have, or you have, and you know things firsthand, like you advised the Israelis about the wall, and you did all these other things. Face-to-face, first view of fact, they're not open to other people's damned opinion. My life is not open to someone else's opinion. It's just one of those is things, like breathing oxygen is necessary for life.
Well, when I look at the direction that the globalists, you can call them also Khazarian mafia.
Satanists. Let's shorten it. They're all Satanists. They want to destroy planet
Earth.
And they want to just cut off and abort the human race.
When you look at the direction that they are taking us, it leads to the Third World War, which will be Armageddon. It will be the apocalypse. It will be the destruction. And literally, as the Bible says, were it not for the return of Christ, all would die.
Well,
the trend lines are very clear, and they're getting far clearer day after day. And these people, you could say they're nuts, but no. It's way beyond that kind of nutty pathology. They're demonic. It doesn't even make sense.
Tim, you know, the devil's latest thing is technology. The Virtual World Project, which I became familiar with, and I want to back this up because this is both spiritual and technical. In October 10th, 1993, I was praying face down in my home in Enfield after coming back from working in the States, in Georgia. And I had a supernatural visitation. But to cut it short, I was taken to Colorado Springs. Didn't know what the city was, but I was taken through these facilities and explained in exquisite detail exactly what they were. The following July 10th, 1994, I was their doctor with a presidential level security clearance and started taking care of employees at multiple highly classified tier one science projects, which I have a photographic memory and advanced technical knowledge in pretty well every area of science. That's the facts. Okay? Astrophysics, plasma physics, advanced chemistry, organic chemistry, inorganic, radiotoxicology. I know all those things, okay? So when I saw these people, they actually showed me the gallium arsenide quantum computer system and the Virtual World Project. There's not a person who's ever had a pulse or a blood pressure or drawn breath that knows more about the actual mark of the beast, technically and spiritually, than I do, than any other person who's ever lived that's actually spoken publicly, other than this one. People are in these underground facilities like Lockheed Martin, Lucent Technology, Storage Tech, etc. Okay? Now, that was a supernatural intervention, along with other ones where the doctor take care of the first kid shot in Columbine, the exit examiner for the Oklahoma University Murrah building, the reviewer of all the radiotoxicology of the World Trade Center to prove it was a demolition, to know the first commander of NORAD and U.S. Space Command and have him tell you specifically that 9/11 was a war game simulation that actually met with the FBI and CDC 6 months before it happened. Okay? So God had my day timer. And I'm telling you out there, people, you need to understand where we are right now is so close to catastrophe. And I got an email last night, and I got to tell you this because I want to get your response. It's called The Death of the iPhone. And I don't know if you've seen the virtual world glasses, but they're putting, you know, your cell phone in.
Now intend to insert something in your eyeball.
Right. They can do that now. They can insert it in your eyeball. But they can also insert a chip. Now, in 1978, I was recruited to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository under Dr. Wallace Tortelot. And people need to understand, without all the background, I wanted to research on multiple sclerosis, but the other four projects were all DARPA projects with the Super Soldier program. And they wanted me to work, they had a magnetronic helmet that was super cool with liquid nitrogen, and an F-14 mock-up. They also had work on a special CT scan implanter to implant microwires with platinum and palladium in different nuclei of the brain. And they wanted to work out a way of backtracking, which Obama certified 2 years ago, a project to spend billions of dollars to hack the human mind. Well, they wanted me to be one of the hackers, to hack into the cortex and to actually turn so you can see what people see, hear what they hear, and actually have a two-way transmission to their brains. So you could put super soldiers, which would have a 47th or hack chromosome to insert genes from different phylogenerate species. So you can make a 145-pound woman carry a 300-pound backpack, go without sleep or food for a week, run 45 to 50 miles per hour, jump 30 to 40 or 50 feet, and could tear your heart out like the speed of a jaguar with nanotech body armor on. Before you blink, your heart is in their hands. Okay. Now you have to understand.
Yeah, I've seen some of the of the exoskeletons and so forth.
You got to understand the technology is. This is 78. Do you imagine how far they are along? And General Poindexter talked about one of the troops of these people that were eliminated because the experiment went wrong. Now I have personally taken care of people who were the victims of the Super Soldier program. Did you know that? I have personally taken care of them. Okay? One man received an injection that genetically modified him, and he put on, I think it was 6 inches in height, and he was 29 when he got the injections. And he put on 95 pounds of muscle, and all his buddies that got were getting cancer, neuropathy, they were getting psychotic, everything. But they were sent over in these battlefield areas with these super soldier characteristics, like super strong, super fast, raising their IQ, doing all kinds of things to modify them. And they were working on trying to eventually to put a chip in their right shoulder and their buttocks so they could tell even their attitude on the ground because they're doing GPS modification. But they wanted to be what's called a battlefield matrix, where they wet wire or use what's called non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets that have magnetrons in it to actually convert their thoughts to onboard commands for drones, etc. People say, Dr. D.
Drone is a good word because that makes the person a drone, doesn't it?
Right. Now, you got to understand this. I know all the technical details. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove this. I say, look, I can give you an equipment list. Okay? I'm not just an average guy like a journalist out there saying, well, I just read this from somebody and I'm going to, me too, please.
Actually, there's a lot of technology.
You got to understand that this is 78 is a long time ago. We're talking about 38 years ago.
35 years ago, I worked on some stuff that today is still beyond leading edge.
Exactly. Now, see, you have to understand, I remember when I was flying back in 1999, that is 17 years ago, sitting beside one of the senior technicians of one of the major computer companies, and they were already having Andor and not light circuit supercomputers that were not electrical circuits that were the size of a laptop but the power of supercomputers. Okay? They already have them. They're not going to release them to, let's say, 2035 or whatever to the public. They want to have, and this thing called the death of the iPhone, they want to create a virtual world where everybody would walk around with, say, these, like Google glasses, or eventually, say, an eye implant, so you have direct what's called brain interface. People said, no. You mean you won't have a computer? No, you won't even have an iPhone.
Well, and you also won't drive your car. The reason they're pushing the driverless car, there's not an overwhelming demand from the public for that. But you see, they can control that car.
But by the way, they can still control it now.
Control,
you know that most of the, since 2007, most of the vehicles have online guidance systems to control the braking and steering, et cetera. Do you know that?
They can be hacked also.
They can be hacked. Those cars can be hacked right now. And they actually had, I think, Leslie Stahl a few years ago actually do a program on 60 Minutes showing how hard cars
did they today. Do something like that when they tried to kill Jeff Rinch?
Maybe. But anyway, I know that the accident, I think they killed Breitbart, I think was one of those.
Yeah.
Now, this thing here about, you know, the death of the iPhone, what you have to understand is they know that this is going to be a big advance. A lot of people will say, yeah, I want that. I want the, hey, mommy, I want the brain interface or the electronic eye insert or,
yeah, right.
You know, and the steps will go from those clunky eyeglasses to eventually light glasses where you can't see a thing and you'll just put these glasses on or have it put into your glasses. And you'll have a screen, virtual screen. You can put it, you can move your hands in the air. You can move screens around. You can interface with anything. You don't even have to go to university. You can put a screen over here on top of your counter, a virtual screen, and it'll keep it there. You can move your head, and it'll still keep it there. People don't understand where the technology is going. They want to make you enter a virtual world. Now, everybody in the world is going to be, and this is, I know this is a fact, okay, not a conjecture, already had what's called an icon. This is since the early 80s. This is a long time. Called a node. And they used the Promise software as their basic first thing, and they developed AI systems. They launched a major AI system in 2003, that's 13 years ago, that has the intelligence of a superior human being but thinks at 15 trillion times faster. Has access to every database and every phone conversation, every email on Earth. So when you see Zuckerberg, who's putting in $2 billion into this thing that kills the iPhone...
By the way, do you think he's really a Rockefeller, as some say?
Whatever he is, his... He is a functionary face, just like Obama, of the tech side of the New World Order, the satanic New World Order. Because the devil wants to be omniscient, all-knowing, and the only way he can do this is to create this virtual world.
Lucifer apes God, but it's always, you know, it always falls short. It can't do anything but
He's a great perverter. He never creates or destroys anything. He only perverts.
Yeah. By the way, along those lines, just for this week... there were last few days, literally. There was a secret meeting, I believe it was in New York, to set up the digital money. In other words, to eliminate.
Of course, yeah. Once they collapse the economy, once they create terrorism where you have to show your papers, please, and if you don't have a chip or an iris scan or whatever.
You just have your little chip in your hand or forehead.
It can be all kinds of things. Remember in the Bible it gives you four or five different options, a tattoo, a chip, your cell phone, the iris scan that's registered in the database. In Canada, about 10 years ago, they set it up so that if you had an iris scan, you just walk through security. They set it up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Vancouver as test sites. So people say, well, what's going on in these other countries? They said, they're doing tests. They've got the laboratory of New Zealand, the laboratory of Canada, the laboratory of Brussels. These are all laboratories where they test things out and say, I wonder what the population will do in response to this. And they insert it into what's called a virtual world for reactions to actually see mass population reactions. Did you know they started this at the University of California, San Francisco, almost 40 years ago doing simulations? And now they have what's called a SuperNet that goes all the way from universities like Berkeley University in California in Silicon Valley all the way through Champaign, Illinois, all the way through to Harvard and Yale. It's called a SuperNet. It has speeds on the Internet 100,000 times faster than the regular Internet.
Yeah, but it's not accessible by the average.
No,
public.
It's not accessible by the average. This is a SuperNet.
By the way, my first degree is in political science and history. And for 90%, I think political science is a misnomer. But there is an aspect of political science that is very real. For instance, you can get your PhD at MIT in political science.
Right.
It is a predictive and analysis of the population and how to manipulate the population. And that interfaces with exactly what you're talking about.
Because right, well, they use computer simulation. They use what's called nonlinear program of group people behavior. Now, I'm going to say something that's a little bizarre, but it's something that people need to grasp. Our world, the physical world we live in, the five dimensions we have, and the fifth is the Higgs field, or the gravitonic field that creates wormholes, is embedded in a spiritual or consciousness world that's our collective consciousness, that's the second realm, the realm of the spirit, where Satan lives, by the way. He says he's in the second heaven. That's where Satan resides. He's not down here, but he is coming down here during the tribulation. And then the highest realm is the realm of the eternal, where to God there is no past, present, and future. Everything has no dimensions. Everything to God is omniscient knowledge of everything that was or will be. Okay? What's going on in our world is that across that void between the spirit realm and the physical realm, when we talked about this with reverse speech, is there's a reversal of the speech and the images. So when you hear an incantation with a high-level mason, they're using reverse speech to say something in the spiritual realm that's intelligible. And they also can do it in frequencies that are higher than human ears.
That all sounds very weird, but evidently I think it's correct.
Well, no, if you ever got a date with Blackfriar.
Yeah, I've heard it. I mean,
yeah, I heard this thing. If you've got a Blackfriar Mason and they have the Lord's Prayer, I was 10 years of age and my grandmother's brother was a Blackfriar Mason. He came to our home and he had the Book of the Black Mass. And I'm a kind of a kid that I'm a tinkerer, so I pulled a reel-to-reel tape recorder apart and was pulling the tape across it. So I learned how to speak with my brother Kevin, how to do reverse speech because we thought it was a game. It was funny. So we would talk in front of the nuns or whatever, and we'd say things in reverse, and nobody could understand what the heck we're saying. We also learned with two mirrors how to write upside down and backwards. So we can write things upside down and backwards, and nobody could say, what the heck are you writing?
You must have been a really rotten kid.
No, I was a kid that was, it could do stuff that nobody said, that's not possible. I said, well, I do. We were actually ordering chemicals and making solid fuel rockets and solid explosives at 10 and 12 with special arms so you wouldn't blow your hands off. And we were building the wings on the things and firing it off at, thousands of feet with actual solid fuel rocket. Okay? So, anyway, what happens is reverse speech.
Wanted to do that. My dad wouldn't let me, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, what happens is, we didn't have anybody watching us and we did anything. Anyway, so, what you have to understand is that all the high-level masons, all the wizards and the warlocks, all the high priests were using incantations, including, by the way, Solomon. They were summoning up demons by doing reverse speech. And they also, you have to understand, the spirit realm is higher frequencies than the human ear. The normal human ear sees up to 25, 30,000 cycles. People that we call intuitives can listen at higher frequencies. Right? When I could test it when I was in five, I could hear up to the 57,000 cycles, which is way beyond the dog ear. Okay. I don't know why. Maybe I don't have that now because I'm a lot older when I was in grade five. But I can tell you that we have to understand what's going on in your world. When you look at the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, they don't read the newspaper. They make the news. They don't have
spin it. They lie. It's
under their total control. They have their functionaries.
Know, the mainstream media is losing viewership so rapidly, and even the even people who don't really have a clue as to what's going on, they're beginning to wake up to the fact.
Right, but they don't care because the globalists don't care because they figured they were almost we're very close to absolute control. We're very close to the actual chipping of the population,
well,
scanning and digital fingerprints.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, it's also a great danger for them because they could fail.
Exactly, because we're waking up to it. Now, here's the thing. It says that both in the book of Revelation, it said light increase and darkness increase, and let those who do light continue to do light in the book of Revelation. Remember the last chapter? So what's happening is there's going to be the apocalypse, which isn't just a time of destruction. It's the time of unveiling. When we do this show, we're unveiling things that have not been known for thousands of years. We're unveiling truth that's going to release the body of Christ. We call not this one that Ted Cruz's father talks about. The body of Christ is us. Collectively, we are the bride of Yeshua HaMashiach. The Father in the flesh is coming back for his bride. That's us collectively. And we're waking up, people.
We are tied to the living thought of creation.
Exactly. We are waking up, people. You might want to try to stop it. You can't. We're waking up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then.
Yes, Adele, you are so right, and the emotion in your voice. I want you out there, and again, remember, Tim, you and I, when we speak, are not just speaking physical words, because we have the compassion, not of a man, but of the Most High God through our spirits to the people out there. We are servants, we are witnesses, we are speaking prophetically, we are journalistically speaking about a time that no longer is just a prophecy, it's a fact. And, you know, hold your breath and count to 10. Guess what? We're there. So summarize what you have to say today, Tim. We are so close.
I'll summarize it even further than that. I would love to stop what's happening, but I know in the heart of hearts that it's written. And God sees everything for eternity. And what's happening is, I'm sorry, going to happen.
I'll tell you why it's going to happen.
You can delay
it's real
maybe.
Simple. Well, remember now with Jonah when he went to the people, and they finally, the king repented and tore his clothes. And there was a 40-year period where Nineveh was not destroyed. It's a very big city. People realize
we can delay
40
it.
By 40.
People have to do it. It's not just a handful of people.
Right.
The masses have to do it. And there is positive. I want to tell you, the support for Trump is a positive thing. I'm not saying Trump is a great saint. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying that the people are beginning to wake up.
Well, I'll tell you what Trump is. Trump is a man who's seen the light. Trump is a man who's gone through an evolution of left-leaning issues when he was a businessman to realizing pro-life is what you need, tolerance is what you need, which is why he let Caitlyn Jenner use his bathrooms in his Trump Tower. And I'm sure his policies are going to change. For example, how do you deal with the issue of anchor babies? And I'm going to clarify this because I talked about it in my immigration article. A lot of people in this country, not just from Mexico but elsewhere, their parents had the child here in America. That anchor baby thing has not been decided by the Supreme Court. Until the courts decide, Trump can't do anything. What he can say is, he says, if you're American and you've gone to American schools and you're born here, you need to have a citizenship pathway so they can get citizenship and you don't deport them. But you want to make sure the people that are here, let's say you did two terms of service in Nicaragua and you're in drug over the drug trade, you're not only going to be deported, you're going to be deported to a prison in your home country. So need a wall.
You should have, look,
let me finish. Sir.
Is an immigrant.
Let me finish. We're gonna.
Go ahead.
We need to build a wall. We need policies to stop the military and the CIA from bringing in the illegal drugs. Do they think it's Mexicans are bringing all the heroin in from the Golden Triangle of Asia? No. It's the U.S. military, the CIA, and the FBI and the Department of Injustice with Fast and Furious. So he's going to be bigger. And I opened this up with this talk with Roger Stone. I said he's going to have a lot bigger. What I call, you know, oil tank size cans of worms he's going to open up. The fact is, repentance starts with the truth. Repentance starts with coming to terms with God, saying, God, I am not capable of good without your spirit, your will, and your knowledge, and your wisdom. We need to pray for faith and the hope that America will repent so destruction won't come. Because let me tell you, we are in the knife's edge of catastrophe. And this nation, America, if it doesn't repent, will be the foundation for the New World Order, the mark of the beast, and the destruction of most of humanity.
This year, we go one way or the other.
Right. This year is it. This is it. This is the end. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. This is it. Pray and repent today, or God help us all, literally. Back tomorrow with Harley Schlanger. You don't want to miss it. And Bill Warner will be back from the political Islam. You want to hear that tomorrow.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.